This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I was thinking about it the other day. We don't do a whole lot of commercialization on this show. I don't talk about my books. I don't talk about my TV appearances. I don't talk about where I'm going to be speaking. I don't solicit for, you know, and we need to do more of that. Just saying. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. A couple things that we didn't get to yesterday, and I'm going to try to get to them today. That would be Chicago killings, and what else? NFL numbers. So we'll try to delve into that. They become mainstays of the program. We know, you know, after Monday night, Sunday night, you know, the football games and Monday night, football numbers are going to be down. How far down are they, Kevin? Well, I don't know, but they are down. Stadiums emptying. Love it, love it, love it. Anytime you buck the Americans, the true Americans, you folks listening to this program, you will be made to pay. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And I love this. I love it. Because you know why? This is the best time. Think about all the liberals are doing. They're fighting you, fighting us. Just trying to keep their head above water because they've been on one of those little rubber, inflatables in the pool, just waiting for us to bring them mint juleps all for the last few decades. And suddenly they've been toppled over into a boiling ocean trying to keep their head above water because they've got scandals. We're looking into everything. Why? Because they have been running roughshod over us in the con game. And that's our theme for today, the con game. Mm-hmm. Thomas Sowell said this, the welfare state is the oldest con game in the world. First, you take people's money quietly, and then you give some of it back to them flamboyantly. Now, Thomas Sowell is one of my idols. This man is a sage. The fact that 99.9% of black people don't know him like Muhammad Ali is sacrilegious, and 100% of white folks. But let me tell you what he just said. What he said was a much more eloquent way of what I say, which is, you're being pimped. You're being conned. See, here's what a pimp does. A pimp puts you out on the street, befriends you, puts you out on the street after he whoops your head, says, go make me some money. You go make him some money, you bring it back, and then he goes and buys you something. Or he gives you a little chump change to make you think that everything's good. Then he says, oh, way to go, baby. You went out there and made daddy some money. And so you're all happy because he beat you up and sent you out. And when you come back, he's all, you know, lovey-dovey. Because you're handing over the money, handing over the goodies. That's right. Because your goodies been out there making him money all day. The government does that. They're like, hey, go out there, make me some money. And then you go and you give, here's the money, Mr. Government. And then the government goes, all right, tax time, I'll give you a little bit of it back. And you're all happy. Yeah, look at me, I'm getting my tax refund. I love how people, they get all jubilant over getting their tax refund. It cracks me up. I'll tell you why. Because you're getting your own money back. It's like people that go, I'm getting a rebate on my little electronic device. I go, congratulations. You're getting your money back. You know, woo, I'm using a coupon. You know, and look, I'm not trying to belittle people to do it. Good for you. I mean, the ones that do it and can do it to the hilt really make out. But the idea that you're getting something back, that you're really getting over, is that's the thing we love. We love this idea that, ooh, yeah, I'm in a loyalty program and I got my free Starbucks coffee. Yeah, I finally got my free one. Yeah, Starbucks, yeah, I showed you. And Starbucks is going, yeah, you're paying $5 for a 20-cent cup of coffee. And after 15 of them, after I've made $75 and spent, what, $3, you spent $3, and my cost is $3, I've made $75, I give you 20 cents. And you're going, yeah, showing them, look at that. But that's how that's the con game. And it's a psychological, it is deviously cool, the psychology of government, the psychology of leftism. As I said, if we had given these leftists enough time and enough rope, they were going to hang us. Because they will tell you that the ridiculous is what you should accept. And they do it every single day, folks. The ridiculous. The ridiculousness of feminism that will allow one of their own men, not one, many, but I'm thinking of Weinstein, to openly sexually abuse women. Look, don't blame Weinstein. Hollywood openly sexually abuses people. Openly. There's no secret to it. You want another example? Academia. You send your kids to school. Professors, do I really need to explain this to you? Professors are sleeping with your girls and boys. And then holding their futures over their head. You better do this or you're not going to get that A. And instead of firing the professors, what do? They give them tenure. They say, no. Oh, no, Dr. So-and-so is amazing, and we've got to keep them around. Yeah, so they can molest more people. It is known. Hollywood themselves write about this. I watched, what was it called? How to Get Away with Murder. The lady's husband is a professor, and she knows he's sleeping with his students. I'm talking about the main woman of the show. So Hollywood knows it. Hollywood knows about itself. But they want you to think you're stupid. See, that's the con. The con is, what are you talking about? Kevin, you know, we all know about it. Why are you blaming us? But you do it in your corporation. You do anything that Hollywood or academia does in your company, and you will rot in jail. But they still say to you, well, what's the big deal? And you go, but wait a minute, you're applying it to me over here, but you're not applying it to yourself. And they're like, yeah, so what? And you're going, but that doesn't make any sense. And they're like, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. We get away with it, you don't. What part of this do you not understand? And you're going, well, I don't get away with it. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Look at you wanting to get away with something. And you're going, wait a minute. That's not what I mean. The real issue here is, how are you getting away? Oh, don't go there. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. The con game. That's what's going on, baby. You're getting conned. And you're listening to this program because I expose the con. I tell you where the card is in Three Card Monty. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Landmark Capital Gold Group, who I invest with in precious metals, landmarkgold.com. Check those guys out. If you have any inkling about putting your money into precious metals, and I suggest you do that. The economy... I get bored almost telling you what's happening here, but the fact of the matter is that we are in probably the worst economy in American history that's being covered up by massive debt, massive theft, too. And the only way to really protect yourself is to put your money into something that has withstood the test of time, no matter what has happened with the currencies. Gold has always been there. And I'll tell you, if you invested in gold 30, 40 years ago, you'd be shocked at what the value would be now. So put 10% of your portfolio into this and watch what happens. You're going to have something to give to your kids, but you'll certainly have a nest egg and, you know, something to hold on to that is not going to be, quite frankly, devaluing the way we are at risk of the dollar devaluing. So check them out. Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com, 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411. 11. So I was talking earlier about this video clip we ran. Guy goes into a store, steals, dude comes out of nowhere, no cops, boom, cold cocks him, takes his product back, and two reactions. One, way to go, glad he got, you know, instantaneous you know, justice, and people were, he's not coming back to that store and all that, you know, that kind of thing. And then there was a second phase. Oh, man, he's going to own that store. And we know that because, you know what, we live in a time that we've let liberals run crazy, and liberals now are the good guys. The bad guy has become the good guy. That is what that story essentially said to me. Because you know what? I don't give two rats, hair, butt, whatever. You find your metaphor about the guy that stole. And I don't care. Other than I don't want him shot. But for somebody to come out and cold cock him and then get to go out on the street and say, don't go into that store. That's exactly what you would want. But we don't live in that society. We live in a society where a woman can get four people killed on her watch, deny it, essentially say, I don't care about getting 600 messages from a guy. I killed two of our most valued Americans, Navy SEALs, and two other people, including an ambassador, and nobody cares. We live in a time when you can run guns into Mexico, which we'll talk about that, Fast and Furious, and you have to petition. You have to petition the government to get the documents so you can see what they were actually doing. And it took 4 years, but they finally released that. This is the time we live in. We live in a time when people look at a guy like Michael Brown and say, he wasn't really stealing because, you know what, and Prop 47 in California says, well, if it's under $950, it's just a misdemeanor. It's no big deal. And, oh, by the way, if he goes out and he accosts a cop, who cares? No harm, no foul. We don't care about cops. Cops just kill black people. I could go on and on, folks, about the craziness of liberalism that has created these situations that have us scratching our well-scarred heads, or scratching them. and we allow it, and we keep wondering why the lunacy. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know how long we'll do. I may do an entire show on this idea around what the liberals are doing. It is this planned, this constant campaigning. It's the constant sell of an erroneous message, right? You wonder why you constantly hear about global climate change, you know, and how it changes and nuances the words. It used to be global warming, and before that it was, you know, environmental, whatever. I don't know what they called it, but it was something different. You want to know why? It is a constant campaign, a constant tweaking of the message. How do we soften it? How do we make people accept the things that we want them to accept? And you say to yourselves, man, and Kevin, it's from all directions. You're exactly right. They will never let up on capitalism. They will never let up on voter ID. They will never let up on immigration. They will never let up on refugees, which, by the way, valid voter ID is as silly of a discussion as talking about why Macy's shouldn't open a store in Chicago, you know, or whatever. It's completely innocuous. It has nothing to do with anything. We should never be discussing the concept that black people can't get an ID. But we do. The left knows that it is not disenfranchisement of black folks to ask them to get an ID. But they're not going to let up. If you think that message is going to let up, you are wrong. The only way that message will let up is when you ridicule it to the point where it sounds, quote, racist, because it is, if you allow it to happen. If a Democrat says that, it has to have such a backlash that they go, oh, don't say that. That doesn't poll well with black people. When you talk about refugees and the idea that we have terror cells in all 50 states, we have thousands of people on watch lists, thousands more that aren't on there that should be, and we're still talking about letting people in, and the idea of you protecting yourselves and wanting to stop, you know, to take a look at this program and say, whoa, we can't be resettling people that want to kill us in our midst. Oh, that's not humanitarian or whatever. They're going to continue to sell that. They're going to continue to sell the idea that taxing you and giving that money to some deadbeat who's got 14 kids by 12 different women is the best way to go. They're going to continue to sell the idea that spending is the way to get out of debt, and on and on. They're going to continue to sell the idea that people that quit looking for jobs are no longer part of the job force. This is the lunacy of leftism that continues, and you ask yourself, why don't they let that go? That's just a stupid, specious argument. because they're never going to let it go. That's the deal. It will not be let go. Because the only way to train you is they must continually drone in the craziness of these ideas, and eventually you start saying
I guess there is something to be said for, you know, a kid not having his daddy and raping and killing people.
What? I didn't have my daddy. I don't want to rape and kill anybody. Many white kids don't have their fathers. But what? Is not having a father, is that something that's only to blacks? No. There are many kids that lose their dads. They lose them for a variety of reasons. And is it impactful? Absolutely it's impactful. Me not having my father was impactful to me. But I had my grandfather. There are role models. Society can take over, and it doesn't have to be government. Society takes over with fatherhood and motherhood in many ways. Sometimes it's the grandparents. In my case, it was. Sometimes it's a big brother or a big sister or an aunt or an uncle. But let me tell you what it doesn't have to be and what it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be government. Government should not be taking over people's lives and saying, I'm going to become big brother, as we like to call him. And it certainly shouldn't be anybody's doggone daddy or mother. You know, you notice we always talk about government being a daddy. We never talk about it being a mother. Interesting to me. That's another concept we'll cover at another time. When we come back, I want to talk about Bill Clinton, this whole situation with Donald Trump versus Cruz. I'm going to tell you, we can dedicate a lot of the show to that today because there's so much discussion around it. Looking forward to it. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Annual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Annual Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Annual Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder. Terrence Smith is a columnist with the paper. He had a chance today to join Fox News and talk about the touching tribute that they put in today's paper.
Inside, they did something very unusual and really, to me, quite touching. On the editorial page, normally filled with a column like mine or letters or a cartoon, and the editorials, they left it blank. And they said, today we are speechless.
Earlier today, President Trump gave remarks celebrating the six-month anniversary of the tax cut bill that he signed.
Our country finally has a tax system that is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We got a lot to talk about, folks. Kevin Jackson here, Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you write to us and let us know what's on your mind, what stories you want to cover. We'll get to it, I promise you, if we haven't already. And we'll do it from a perspective that you're probably not used to hearing it from. It's amazing to watch our team work. I don't want a reality show. I think reality shows are kind of, I watch them. But I wouldn't want to do one, you know, because I don't think it's really reality. I think they do a lot of orchestration, and I wouldn't be part of the whole, I hate you, and, you know, all the back and forth. But they are fun to watch at times. And I would love for you guys to see what happens behind the scenes, especially on the comedy stuff, because it isn't contrived. It's like you got to just see the minds of the people that work here and the comedic take on how things move about the world. It's just, it's fascinating to me. I would watch it. I really would. It would be kind of like watching a reality show of how they set up, you know, and I'm going to use The Daily Show as an example because John Daly had amazing writers. Now, they're all leftist knuckleheads, but in their own world, it's still funny stuff. If you believe what they believe, then it's very clever. And sometimes it's clever because it isn't politically motivated. It's just clever stuff. But anyway, to see that process is amazing. I hope I'm able to film some of that someday. I hope God blesses me to where I can gather that kind of coin together, get my team. I will prove to you that we are 10 times more talented than any liberal you've ever seen on TV. These guys make it. You want to know why the John Stewarts and the John Roberts and all these late night guys. You want to know why most of them make it? I'm not going to say all of them, but most of them. It's because it's a cabal of leftism. You take that out and you'd start seeing funny guys like Tim Wilkins. You'd see Brad Stein and many of the other conservative comedians who are friends of mine. You'd see them because they're 10 times funnier. They really are. And they make sense. Brad Stein is one of the best minds out there. I got to get Brad back on the show. He's just one of the funniest guys you'll ever talk to. He's running all around. He's making movies. He's doing a lot of stuff. It's really fun to watch him and fun to be part of what he's doing. I want to do more, but we're multi times more talented than them. Anyway, I've been talking about American exceptionalism, and I'm going to get back to that here in a second, but I'm going to let you know what we're going to be talking about here in a bit. Wolves and hyenas, Trump's grammar. And I just want you to understand, this show is going to be packed full of stuff. And I want to cover what I'm covering now because I think it's important that we understand who we are as conservatives and why we are so important. I watched a movie called No Escape. It's got Owen Wilson in it. It doesn't seem, you know, Owen Wilson's normally the guy that's in these crazy comedies with his sidekick, Vince Vaughn. But from time to time, Owen will make a serious movie. And he did. He made one called No Escape. He and his family worked for an oil company and they moved to a foreign country. I don't remember where. So it was somewhere, maybe it was not Cambodia, Vietnam, somewhere in that area, all right? And they get there, and everything's looking good, and suddenly there's a terrorist attack, and people are killing Americans. Now, the reason this story is interesting to me is because it showcases where we are today. It's a modern-day version of, you know, what could happen if you're traveling. Now, having traveled to many of the countries that, around the world, there was a couple things that made you safe. And I talk about this particularly when I was traveling in Northern Africa, in Africa in general, but Northern Africa. The thing that made you safe was, one, your American passport. You were safe because you were an American citizen. People did not mess with Americans. They would jack with Canadians, Scandinavians, whatever. I mean, they was like, oh, who cares? You're Switzerland? It was usually leave Switzerland alone because they were neutral. But, you know, they didn't care. But they cared about America. And I know this firsthand. I remember being in Africa, I don't know, maybe the second time I was in Egypt. And a guy said to me, oh, you're American. I will never get away. Oh, you're American. And then he starts asking me about our TV shows. And we immediately go into a political discussion. And he's, you're a black American. You must be oppressed. You're oppressed. I go, what? He goes, you're oppressed. You people, they treat you bad. I go, man, I don't know what reports you're getting. I go, I ain't treated bad. I don't know what you're talking about. And he wanted to convince me that I was being treated poorly in America. And I'm like, as opposed to what? As opposed to this? You know, so we have this amazing discussion. He invites me back with his family for dinner. I've told this story before. The funny part was I was with a white dude. His name is Steve. And Steve, they didn't want Steve to go because they didn't like him. And I just thought, I cracked up. And Steve's this real laid-back kind of guy, like, whatever. You know, he was smoking his ear, like, whatever. I go, no, I'm not going to dinner with you unless Steve comes. And Steve's like, oh, man, it's all right. I go, no. And he go, okay, he could come. We ended up not going. But look, the point, I had a conversation with this guy. We ended up sitting at a cafe, and he's wanting to explain to me how oppressed I am. And I'm going, dude, you're watching far too many 60s exploitation or, you know, blaxploitation films, because I'm not oppressed. Contrary to what you believe, I'm pretty happy in America. Now, this was in the 80s. Anyway, No Escape. So Owen Wilson's in this movie, No Escape. They get there. He works for a big oil company who, I guess, has a pipeline. I don't remember the actual plot, but the people don't like what this company is doing. And so they plot against it, and he has to escape with his family. And it happened. He goes to get a newspaper or something at a, yeah, it was a harmless day. Got up, wife and the kids are in a high-rise building. He goes out for a paper and some juice or something, and next thing you know, man, there's a riot. He's looking at things. It's gone crazy. He can see two groups clashing, the cops and this other group, and next thing you know, he's running. He's got to fight his way back, claw his way back, scratch and claw to get to the hotel to tell his wife. They're killing Americans. It's easy to see they're going to kill Americans. He knows what's about to happen if he can't get to his family. Gets to the family, and here's where you're going. Where are we going with this, Kevin? Here's where we're going with it. The idea of this is, and I'm back to what made me safe when I traveled, was my American passport and the American embassy. Well, in this movie, they fight, they claw, they scratch, they get out of the building, and it's harrowing just to get out of the building because these people, the terrorists, who are Muslims, extremists, they're coming through and they're looking for Americans. And he knows now. He watched an American get killed right before his eyes, so he knows that that's part of the whole thing. So he's trying to get his family out. They hadn't been there very long, so I'm not going to give you the plot. But the long story short is, they get out, and they get a map, and they're like, where are we to get to the American embassy? Now, they've got the family dressed in Muslim garb, you know, scarves and things, so they look like one of the indigenous. And they get to the American embassy, and it's been torched. And we were talking about this. The idea of getting to an American embassy in a foreign country has always been, if you could just get to the embassy, you're safe. Not anymore. You should be asking yourself, in a time of Hillary Clinton, they make a movie, No Escape, and the fact of the matter is, if you think you're safe getting to an American embassy nowadays, you're dead wrong. It isn't what it used to be. And it's a direct correlation to how we are looked at in the world. There was a time when you traveled. If you could get to the embassy, it was sacrosanct, man. You were good. Not anymore. If there's turmoil in a country, don't think that just because you get there is good. And you should, in the movie, the guy, they get to the embassy, and he climbs up where he can see inside. It's been burned. It's like Benghazi. Now, here's my point to you folks. Even Hollywood knows that those days are over. The days of saying, oh, I'm protected, I'm going to go to the embassy. We live in the time where America has no clout, has no standing in the world, to where you say, do not touch a country with no don't. Let me put it to you another way. If Kevin Jackson were president, they couldn't make that movie. If they got to the embassy, they're good. Because I would have nuked anybody to touch. You guys know my take on this. I would have killed you kill one American, I'll kill 50,000 of you.
The world community is upset with America.
So be it. Let the world community know. You kill an American, I'm going to kill 50,000 of you. I think the world community ought to be satisfied with that. But here's the other thing, the other side of it. I'm going to protect your citizens in my country because that's what we do. No escape. There is no escaping liberalism right now unless you're willing to fight. When we come back, stalking liberals, and I'm going to talk about some headlines. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, as a public service to the human race, the Black Sphere presents great moments in Democrat racist history.
We interrupt this program for an important note. It's been brought to our attention here at the Black Sphere that in spite of previous programs, some people still don't believe Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a stone-cold racist. Newsflash. Long before World War II, in 1925, when the Japanese were just one of many foreign peoples emigrating to the U.S. for a better life, FDR said this.
Anyone who has traveled to the Far East knows that the mingling of Asiatic blood with European or American blood produces, in 9 cases out of 10, the most unfortunate results. The argument works both ways. I know a great many cultivated, highly educated, delightful Japanese Japanese, they've all told me they would feel the same repugnance and objection to have thousands of Americans settle in Japan and intermarry with the Japanese as I would feel in having large numbers of Japanese coming over here and intermarrying with the American population. Yes, the savior of the Democrat Party and the model for today's leftist progressives to follow was so fixated on race that he wanted immigration restrictions just to cut down on the half-breeds. And he brags that the good Japanese people are just as racist as he is. Those same highly educated and cultured Japanese whose ideas on racial superiority led him straight to Pearl Harbor. You suppose then that it was only Japanese people? You think, for example, that if American black people mixed their blood with FDR's Euro-American breeding stock, that old Franklin was down with that? Neither do we. So when they tell you they're progressives, you might ask what it is they're progressing toward. A helpful reminder from theblacksphere.net, where you'll find more great moments in Democrat racist history.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. Hopefully you get a little bit of entertainment as well as knowledge out of some of the things that we talk about on the program. That series, Great Moments in Democrat Racist History, I wish we had more funding to do more of those. Why? Because we need to showcase the scummy Democrats. They're scum. And the more of those we would do, the more that they would circulate in social media and people get it and start understanding how we tie all these knots together. The better chance we have of straightening out the country. But hey, I'm but one man. I've but one wallet, and it is lighteth. It's not heavy enough for me to be doing all the heavy lifting. So anyway, if you want to help out, go to kjradio.com. I think there's a place to donate. If not, send me a note. I had a guy send me a note. Kevin, I can't find a word to donate. I'll send you the address. Absolutely, man. We need all the help we can get, because you know what? Getting it to this point has cost me a small fortune. Anyway, I want to talk more about this anti-LGBT stuff. Because the Georgia governor is vetoing. He says he's going to veto the anti-LGBT bill that was passed. No guts. That's what you might as well say. The dude is a sellout. He was told by the NFL and other people, look, if you don't do something about this, we're going to pull the NFL out of Georgia. I'd say take your NFL, take your Holly weirdo crap, take all of it. I think you're going to miss the Georgia money more than anything. When do you take a stand? Anti-LGBT. What is it right now that the LGBT is going through? You got a gay football player. He didn't make it. Sam, what's his face? What's his name? Don't even remember his name. He's that insignificant. Because you know what we cared about? His football play. If he had been the absolute killer of a linebacker that he was Michael Sam. If he had been an absolute killer linebacker, we'd be remembering his name. I would have known it instantaneously. Lawrence Taylor. Right? I would know. But I don't know this guy because all he had to bring to the NFL was his gaiety. Nobody cares. I don't care. Look, if all the players in the NFL are gay, I don't care. If you're going to watch football, you know what I want to see? I want to see athleticism. Oh, many of the ice skaters are gay. I watch it. I sit there and go, how does that dude spin that fast with a little gay butt? You know? I mean, I don't think that part, but I mean, yeah, I was making a joke that, if I wanted to take it to that level, I could. I'm just amazed that they can jump up, do a triple axle, and land without breaking their freaking ankle. That's what I want to know. I can't even jump one time and spin without having to go put my leg up. You know what I'm saying? Come on. We don't care. But they want us to care. I seriously wish I could get conservatives to stop supporting the things that don't support us. Why do we support Hollywood? Why do we support the NFL? Why do we support these places that in our face blatantly say we're going to give special privilege to somebody because of the genitalia or how they use it? That is so ridiculous on so many levels. You should be slapping yourself if you're succumbing to this. Businesses with the gay flag. What? You don't want not gay business?
No, we just want to let gay people know it's friendly. You know why you can let gay people know it's friendly? It's in America. All these things that just cater to this nonsense. Veto a bill that is about the rights of citizens, get this, to not work against their beliefs. So in other words, if I'm a Christian and I say, I don't want to make an outfit for a devil worshiper as a, you know, as a seamstress. No, you will make the devil worshiper's outfit. No, I won't. I'd rather shut down my business than make an outfit for a devil worshiper. No, the government says you have to make it for me. I don't care what the government says. Is the government going to come move my hands and sew it? Because unless they're going to do that, they can't tell me jack. If you don't want to serve a cake because you don't want to do gay weddings, who is the government to tell you? You must show some compassion or what? You must show your diversity and your tolerance. Really? So they don't have to show any towards me. They don't have to respect my beliefs when they come into my store where I say, I don't make gay stuff.
Oh, you're intolerant. You deserve to be beaten.
Really? If I don't want to serve you, why should I have to? And here's the thing. You can't make me. I'll shut your business down. All right? See, that's the key is when you're a capitalist, they know how much you put into your business. They know how much you care. Now, they're going to force you to hire gays, lesbians, whatever, short people, midgets, ugly people, black people, white people, cream people. They're going to force you to do whatever they want. And then they threaten you. If you now don't bake the gay cake, you're gone. Well, aren't they all gone too? Aren't all my midgets guys? Where are they going to get jobs? Right? So that's what I'm getting at. Look. The only leverage, if you will, that they have is the fact that you've put in all this effort. That's the leverage. But if we say, fine, no problem. I'm going to shut this company down. I'm going to reopen it something else, but I ain't baking them a cake. It's as simple as that. And you can't make me. It drives me crazy. So the governor of Georgia essentially is capitulated. He says, you know what, I don't care about the rights of Christians. I only care about the rights of gay people. That's essentially what this legislation is. I only care about the rights of gays. I don't have to care about you. I don't have to care about, and it isn't just religious freedoms, folks. This is freedom in general. You know, remember the signs, we have the right to refuse service to anybody? That was a businessman saying, look, I open my business. If you got an issue with what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, or whatever, get out. I paid for this right. I've established my company. I've done it by the book. I play by the rules. And if I don't want to serve you, I don't have to. I had a dude one time, I had to move furniture because we were moving our office, and his group contracted with him to move it. This guy did not move. It was critical. And he would not move my furniture that day. I went to his office and he told me point blank he wouldn't move it. I was livid, but there was nothing I could do. Nothing. But I tell you what, I wanted to absolutely whoop his butt because he knew he had me over a barrel because I had already contracted with him and we had to get moved. The lease was expiring on my office. We had the new office lease where I don't remember the details, but he didn't do it. And I walked out of there like, well, that's his right. But I was livid. But now we got to bend everybody's will and the anti-LGBT is nothing more than rights of Christians. But they call it anti-LGBT. That should tell you something right there.
Stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.